Genesis.
Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. You may be a little confused right now by hearing these two stories back to back. On the surface, they seem like a perfect pair, like milk and cookies or ketchup on French fries. The two scenarios should complement and enhance one another. The first is the story of Pentecost, the birth of the church, our church, when through the power of the Holy Spirit, the early and already very diverse church gathered and were united, made one with one another and God's purpose. This is paired with the story of Babel, which follows the story of Noah and the flood narrative. In the aftermath of the flood and worldwide devastation, nations came together, migrating eastward to unite in one language as one people. On the surface, they appear to be about community. On the surface, it seems both are seeking a closeness with God. Pentecost by coming to tell stories of God's power, and Babel by building a tower closer to the heavens. So why is God's reaction polar opposite? How does one story result in the birth of something beautiful and lasting, which you and I are living proof of this morning, and the other story results in what appears to be wrath and destruction? Isn't God's purpose for creation, God's purpose for giving life, relationship, community? The kingdom of God, the body of Christ, for crying out loud, Jesus confesses his intention as being the Christ, is the one that hopes and the mission that all may be one. And for those that don't know, Jesus' words there in John, so that all may be one, is the tagline for the United Church of Christ, for our denomination. Even within our denomination, a self-expressed river in which five streams flow into the German Evangelical, German Reformed, Afro-Christian Convention, Congregationalist, and the Frontier Christian Church, embodies in our name the importance of being united in the United Church of Christ. Really, without it, we probably wouldn't be able to enjoy the beautiful instruments that we so often hear in here. So there must be more. Why does God scatter and curse those united at the Tower of Babel and not those in Jerusalem at Pentecost? Why does God come down with power to unite and then with power that divides and scatters? The Tower of Babel was an ambitious project that involved the whole earth. Just think about that for a moment. Think about a project that our whole entire earth could get behind. Scratch that. Just think about our country or our state, even this city. If everyone were to get behind one project and work together, miraculous, right? If we could do that. The text states that the whole earth gathered to construct a tower, brick by brick, a tower so tall that the top would not just scrape the sky, but scrape the heavens. In ancient Mesopotamia, ziggurats were large mounds similar to mound builders here in indigenous United States. These structures were constructed tall so that people could be closer with God. And the closer you were to God, the clearer you could hear God speak, and also the clearer you could listen, God could listen to you speak. And so it really is a beautiful sentiment of people coming together to get closer to God, to listen to God, to speak with God, to position themselves in the proximity of God. However, it is beautiful if that is actually what the people at the Tower of Babel were doing. And the text keys us into what was motivating them, all the people on earth. Verse 3 says, "And they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks and fire them thoroughly.' And then they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves.'" You hear it? Make a name for ourselves. In Scripture, the Hebrew word for making a name could also be translated self-glory or fame. They wanted to be famous, perhaps equally as famous as God. They aren't motivated by living in right relationship with God or with creation, by doing acts of justice, but rather securing resources for themselves, isolating themselves, and claiming themselves to be the same as God. The oneness of language, ensuring everyone uses the same exact words, was motivated by the desire to make humans great, powerful, secure, at all costs, at the expense of being cut off from the rest of creation and God. Have we seen that before? In our country, many, many times, where towers are built brick by brick on power, privilege, and securing the prosperity of one's own tribe at all costs. I was reminded of that in January when I visited the Heard Museum in Arizona and an exhibit entitled "Away from Home: American Indian Boarding School Stories." Each room, each piece in the exhibit told a unique story of a child who was taken from their family, taken from their tribe to be civilized, stripped of their culture, their hair, their language, to be one of the Americans. One, with, if we're being honest, white Americans. And what shocked me most was that each story was filtered through this quote that hits you as you first walk into the gallery, a quote by Hiram Price, who was the Commissioner of Indian Affairs in 1885, that reads, "It is cheaper to give them education than to fight them." In other words, their goal was destroying them and their ways, and while they preferred black powder and calvaries, a more cost-effective way was to destroy their identity by forcing them to be someone they weren't, separating them from families and culture and religion. In this month of June, we find ourselves in Pride Month. Many of us know, live, and continue to endure those that would force gender to be expressed in just one way, or sexuality be felt in one way, ignoring the truth of creation and the entire spectrum of humanity. This morning, with protests in California against deportation raids, and travel bans on 12 countries, including Somalia, which impacts our neighbors here in Central America, there is this active push to instill fear among neighbors and family that are born elsewhere or who do not appear by color or language to be from the United States. There are people who give to our community, care for us in the hospital, maintain our homes, contribute to our community, but because they do not appear of Euro descent, sir, I'm going to need to check your papers. The Tower of Babel is not some old ancient tower. It's a tower that we still have today. It's about power, protecting power, community built on foundations of greed and self-preservation. Whether it's the Tower of Babel or the Tower of White Supremacy, whether it's the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Christian Nationalism, makes no difference. And through the story of the Pentecost, paired with Babel, we see that God makes a distinction between unity and uniformity. God chooses one as an instrument, and God chooses one to be actively against. One offers a space for belonging and becoming, and the other means to suffocate that. One is about liberation and breaking free from the chains, and the other seeks to colonize and force assimilation. From the very beginning, back in Genesis, we say God made humankind in God's image. That image of God, of course, is diverse as every species of plant, insect, and animal, as diverse as the infinite spectrum of color, knowing that there are colors that exist that we cannot even see. God makes humankind in the same plurality with which we call the image of God. Now, in the world of theology, the term is imago Dei. Each person we meet is a reflection of the imago Dei. Each person, in their most authentic and genuine self, is made in the image of God. For those who are curious, and you want to look this up later online, I'll spell it out for you. Imago is spelled I-M-A-G-O, and Dei is spelled D-E-I. It's spelled D-E-I. DEI not only matters to God, but it is God's intention for creation to multiply the imago DEI, to live fully into one's imago DEI, to recognize and care for the imago DEI nearest to us. Jesus even offers us a parable. Matthew 25, how do we love God depends on how we love the imago Dei. The image of God right in front of us, and not just some of them. We can't be choosy here. Jesus says we need to care for the hungry, the naked, the imprisoned, even that enemy of yours. Have to find a way. The Tower of Babel was constructed by uniformity. One language, one way of being, one way of identifying. And so what does God do? What must God do? To restore, repair, and to save, God must scatter Babel and every human involved. God must confuse their language, restore their imago Dei, their uniqueness, their gift, so that each person may reflect more of God to one another. I'll let you in on something, and I'm sure you're fully aware of it. Those Tower of Babels, they're designed to crumble and fall. They never stand as long as those who created them intended it to. God will come down. God will be Emmanuel with us. And God will move in ways of reconciliation and justice. That seems to be the pattern. At least I'm just looking at the Bible here. This is Christ Jesus, and this is the church that gathered on that day of Pentecost, where the uniqueness of each language was preserved and spoken aloud. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Judeans, Appadocians, people from Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, spoke with their own language. Yet they were united by the witness of God's deeds of power. Why did they come together? United in Christ and God's love. Not for power or glory. United in Christ and God's love, not for greed. And God's love, not out of supremacy. Our church, Grace United Church of Christ, is 209 years old. Our church, Grace Church, is open and affirming. The same Spirit that blew through those at Pentecost moves among us now in this time and place to co-create the kingdom of God that respects the image of God, establishes justice with Christ, and lets the oppressed go free. This is what unites us. This is what gives us life. This is what gives life to others. And this is what it means to be one with God. Amen. Amen.